Voter suppression has always been a problem in America. It can take many forms, but most recognizable are things like poll taxes and literacy tests. This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, we explore what voter suppression looks like in 2020.
Stirring up confusion, making voting inconvenient, putting obstacles in the voters' path, sharing misinformation with voters.
Who's being most impacted? And why, after a century of expanding access, this is still happening today? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
In the battle to control the U.S. Senate, one of the most hotly contested races pits an incumbent Republican against a two-term Democratic governor. Anna Rao of Montana PBS reports.
2,000 miles from the U.S. Capitol, it's one of the least densely packed states in the country. But this election year, Montana has a new distinction. It's one of the top Senate races in the country for political advertising.
I won't answer to party bosses.
In a recent two-week period, nearly 32,000 ads flooded the airwaves, according to the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracks political ads.
More jobs and lower taxes, or bigger government and socialism? That's your choice.
It's also become the most expensive campaign in state history. Candidates and outside groups have spent more than $140 million. That's more than $130 per resident, the highest per capita spending of any Senate race in the country. On the ballot,
the airwaves are flooded. Their mailboxes are full.
First-term Republican Senator Steve Daines.
And I don't think many Montanans are real impressed with that.
He's facing two-term Democratic Governor Steve Bullock.
I hope, just like my family, that most Montanans see through it and say, we know this guy.
It's a state that hasn't voted for a Democrat for president in more than 20 years. But Montanans are known for their independence and their ticket splitting. When Donald Trump won the state by 20 points in 2016, Bullock was running on the same ballot, and he won his race by 4 points. It's something Bullock made a centerpiece of his campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination before dropping out and launching his Senate campaign. That's one reason Dane says Montanans shouldn't trust Bullock.
He said over and over again, looking straight at into the eyes of the American people and straight into the eyes of Montanans, and said, I'm not running for the U.S. Senate. I have no interest in the job. Over and over, unequivocally shut that door.
I don't think D.C. works very well. I really think it's become a place that's so hyperpartisan, and they've replaced talking about an issue with doing something. So I did have some reluctance.
The candidates have sharp disagreements on issues key for Montana voters, from public lands.
Senator Daines has cared about public lands for 5 months before an election.
They call me the conservative conservationist.
To guns.
You look at his track record, it's definitely been a threat to the Second Amendment.
As governor, I've expanded gun rights in Montana.
Recent polling shows the race is a dead heat, with most polls putting the lead within the margin of error.
We actually came together.
Despite the heated campaign, the two men have found common ground during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I reached out and called Steve shortly after the pandemic hit. I just picked up the phone and called him directly on his cell phone and just told him, I says, this is a tough time, and you've got some tough decisions to make. And I just called him and talked about schools and so forth. And two Steves having a conversation.
He gave me a call one day. And he didn't have to do that. He actually said some really nice things. And it was a conversation with just two of us. And I appreciated that.
Hi.
With early voting underway, the conversation expands to the voters, who are set to decide which Steve they'll send to the Senate. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Anna Rao in Missoula, Montana.